Well, I think it's important that both Deputy McGinley and Senator O'Donnell make a clear statement to their constituents as to why they still justify travelling through Sligo on their way to Dublin and get paid for doing so, that extra travel, which in my estimations is maybe 100 kilometres more in a round trip. I think that they owe that to the constituents. They also owe that to the House of the Oireachtas. And, you know, if it's a genuine error, as I've always said, then they need the opportunity to rectify that there. However, I do feel that they have been defending this situation, and in my view, it's indefensible.
But you're saying that this should be reviewed, if this has been an ongoing long-term thing, that any extra money should be returned by both Deputy McGinley and Senator O'Donnell.
When I first got elected to the Shannon, I asked the one-stop shop to put down the same mileage as Denny McGinley had. I was unaware what his mileage was because all of that is confidential, but they gave me his mileage at the time. I noticed that at the end of 2008 that the mileage was wrong, that it was actually 370 kilometres, which is 80 kilometres more in a single journey, 160 kilometres in a round trip. I spoke to the one-stop shop and asked them to rectify that there. I also asked them to make sure that any overpayment that was paid to me would be paid back to the taxpayer and paid back to the state. And I think, look, politicians are getting a hard time, and rightly so, because some of the antics that a number of politicians have been up to. And I think it's important to restore confidence in politics, and particularly here in Donegal. And both the deputy and senator has a duty and a responsibility to restore that confidence by making a clear statement, and if there has been an overpayment, to ensure that that is paid back to the Houses of the Oireachtas.